This is the reading for April 19th. Psalm 109. God, I praise you. Do not be silent. Wicked people and liars have spoken against me. They have told lies about me. They have said hateful things about me and attacked me for no reason. They attacked me even though I loved them and prayed for them. I was good to them, but they repay me with evil. I loved them, but they hate me in return. They say about me, have an evil person work against him and let an accuser stand against him. When he is judged, let him be found guilty and let even his prayer show his guilt. Let his life be cut short and let another man replace him as leader. Let his children become orphans and his wife a widow. Make his children wander around begging for food. Let them be forced out of the ruins in which they live. Let the people to whom he owes money take everything he owns, and let strangers steal everything he has worked for. Let no one show him love or have mercy on his orphaned children. Let all his descendants die and be forgotten by those who live after him. Lord, remember how wicked his ancestors were, and don't let the sins of his mother be wiped out. Lord, always remember their sins, then make people forget about them completely. He did not remember to be loving. He hurt the poor, the needy, and those who were sad until they were nearly dead. He loved to put curses on others, so let those same curses fall on him. He did not like to bless others, so do not let good things happen to him. He cursed others as often as he wore clothes. Cursing others filled his body and his life like drinking water and using olive oil. So let curses cover him like clothes and wrap around him like a belt. May the Lord do these things to those who accuse me, to those who speak evil against me. But you, Lord God, be kind to me, so others will know you are good. Because your love is good, save me. I am poor and helpless and very sad. I am dying like an evening shadow. I am shaken off like a locust. My knees are weak from hunger, and I have grown thin. My enemies insult me. They look at me and shake their heads. Lord my God, help me, because you are loving, save me. Then they will know that your power has done this. They will know that you have done it, Lord. They may curse me, but you bless me. They may attack me, but they will be disgraced. Then I, your servant, will be glad. Let those who accuse me be disgraced and covered with shame like a coat. I will thank the Lord very much. I will praise him in front of many people. He defends the helpless and saves them from those who accuse them. Judges chapter 5. On that day, Deborah and Barak, son of Abinoam, sang this song. The leaders led Israel. The people volunteered to go to battle. Praise the Lord. Listen, kings. Pay attention, rulers. I myself will sing to the Lord. I will make music to the Lord, the God of Israel. Lord, when you came from Edom, when you marched from the land of Edom, the earth shook, the skies rained, and the clouds dropped water. The mountain shook before the Lord, the God of Mount Sinai, before the Lord, the God of Israel. In the days of Shamgar, son of Anath, in the days of Jael, the main roads were empty. Travelers went on the back roads. There were no warriors in Israel until I, Deborah, arose, until I arose to be a mother to Israel. At that time they chose to follow new gods. Because of this, enemies fought us at our city gates. No one could find a shield or a spear among the 40,000 people of Israel. My heart is with the commanders of Israel. They volunteered freely from among the people. Praise the Lord. You who ride on white donkeys and sit on saddle blankets, and you who walk along the road, listen. Listen to the sound of the singers at the watering holes. There they tell about the victories of the Lord, the victories of the Lord's warriors in Israel. Then the Lord's people went down to the city gates. Wake up, Deborah, wake up, sing a song. Get up, Barak, go capture your enemies, son of Abinoam. Then those who were left came down to the important leaders. The Lord's people came down to me with strong men. They came from Ephraim in the mountains of Amalek. Benjamin was among the people who followed you. From the family group of Machir the commanders came down, and from Zebulun came those who lead. The princes of Issachar were with Deborah. The people of Issachar were loyal to Barak and followed him into the valley. The Reubenites thought hard about what they would do. Why did you stay by the sheepfold? Was it to hear the music played for your sheep? The Reubenites thought hard about what they would do. The people of Gilead stayed east of the Jordan River. People of Dan, why did you stay by the ships? The people of Asher stayed at the seashore, at their safe harbors. But the people of Zebulun risked their lives, as did the people of Naphtali on the battlefield. The kings came and they fought. At that time, the kings of Canaan fought at Taanach by the waters of Megiddo. But they took away no silver or possessions of Israel. The stars fought from heaven. From their paths, they fought Sisera. The Kishon River swept Sisera's men away, that old river, the Kishon River. March on, my soul, with strength. Then the horses' hoofs beat the ground. Galloping, galloping, go Sisera's mighty horses. May the town of Meraz be cursed, said the angel of the Lord. Bitterly curse its people because they did not come to help the Lord. They did not fight the strong enemy. May Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite, be blessed above all women who live in tents. Sisera asked for water, but Jael gave him milk. In a bowl fit for a ruler, she brought him cream. Jael reached out and took the tent peg. Her right hand reached for the workman's hammer. She hit Sisera. She smashed his head. She crushed and pierced the side of his head. At Jael's feet he sank. He fell and he lay there. At her feet he sank. He fell. Where Sisera sank, there he fell, dead. Sisera's mother looked out through the window. She looked through the curtains and cried out, "Why is Sisera's chariot so late in coming? Why are sounds of his chariot's horses delayed?" The wisest of her servant ladies answered her, and Sisera's mother says to herself, "Surely they are robbing the people they defeated. Surely they are dividing those things among themselves. Each soldier is given a girl or two. Maybe Sisera has taken pieces of dyed cloth. Maybe they are even taking pieces of dyed embroidered cloth for the necks of the victors. Let all your enemies die this way, Lord, but let all the people who love you be as strong as the rising sun." Then there was peace in the land for 40 years. Judges chapter 6. Again, the Israelites did what the Lord said was wrong. So for 7 years, the Lord handed them over to Midian. Because the Midianites were very powerful and were cruel to Israel, the Israelites made hiding places in the mountains, in caves, and in safe places. Whenever the Israelites planted crops, the Midianites, Amalekites, and other peoples from the east would come and attack them. They camped in the land and destroyed the crops that the Israelites had planted as far away as Gaza. They left nothing for Israel to eat, and no sheep, cattle, or donkeys. The Midianites came with their tents and their animals like swarms of locusts to ruin the land. There were so many people and camels they could not be counted. Israel became very poor because of the Midianites, so they cried out to the Lord. When the Israelites cried out to the Lord against the Midianites, the Lord sent a prophet to them. He said, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I brought you out of Egypt, the land of slavery. I saved you from the Egyptians and from all those who were against you. I forced the Canaanites out of their land and gave it to you. Then I said to you, 'I am the Lord your God. Live in the land of the Amorites, but do not worship their gods.' But you did not obey me." The angel of the Lord came and sat down under the oak tree at Ophrah that belonged to Joash, one of the Abiezrite people. Gideon, Joash's son, was separating some wheat from the chaff in a winepress to keep the wheat from the Midianites. The angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon and said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." Then Gideon said, "Sir, if the Lord is with us, why are we having so much trouble? Where are the miracles our ancestors told us he did when the Lord brought them out of Egypt? But now he has left us and has handed us over to the Midianites." The Lord turned to Gideon and said, "Go with your strength and save Israel from the Midianites. I am the one who is sending you." But Gideon answered, "Lord, how can I save Israel? My family group is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least important member of my family." The Lord answered him, "I will be with you. It will seem as if the Midianites you are fighting are only one man." Then Gideon said to the Lord, "If you are pleased with me, give me proof that it is really you talking with me. Please wait here until I come back to you. Let me bring my offering and set it in front of you." And the Lord said, "I will wait until you return." So Gideon went in and cooked a young goat, and with 20 quarts of flour made bread without yeast. Then he put the meat into a basket and the broth into a pot. He brought them out and gave them to the angel under the oak tree. The angel of God said to Gideon, "Put the meat and the bread without yeast on that rock over there. Then pour the broth on them." And Gideon did as he was told. The angel of the Lord touched the meat and the bread with the end of the stick that was in his hand. Then fire jumped up from the rock and completely burned up the meat and the bread. And the angel of the Lord disappeared. Then Gideon understood he had been talking to the angel of the Lord. So Gideon cried out, "Lord God, I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face." But the Lord said to Gideon, "Calm down. Don't be afraid. You will not die. So Gideon built an altar there to worship the Lord and named it, "The Lord is Peace." It still stands at Ophrah where the Abiezrites live. That same night the Lord said to Gideon, "Take the bull that belongs to your father and a second bull 7 years old. Pull down your father's altar to Baal and cut down the Asherah idol beside it. Then build an altar to the Lord your God with its stones in the right order on this high hill. Kill and burn a second bull on this altar using the wood from the Asherah idol." So Gideon got 10 of his servants and did what the Lord had told him to do. But Gideon was afraid that his family and the men of the city might see him. So he did it at night, not in the daytime. When the men of the city got up the next morning, they saw that the altar for Baal had been destroyed, and that the Asherah idol beside it had been cut down. They also saw the altar Gideon had built, and the second bull that had been sacrificed on it. The men of the city asked each other, "Who did this?" After they asked many questions, someone told them, "Gideon, son of Joash, did this." So they said to Joash, "Bring your son out. He has pulled down the altar of Baal and cut down the Asherah idol beside it. He must die." But Joash said to the angry crowd around him, "Are you going to take Baal's side? Are you going to defend him? Anyone who takes Baal's side will be killed by morning. If Baal is a god, let him fight for himself. It's his altar that has been pulled down." So on that day, Gideon got the name Jerubbaal, which means, "Let Baal fight against him," because Gideon pulled down Baal's altar. All the Midianites, the Amalekites, and other peoples from the east joined together and came across the Jordan River and camped in the valley of Jezreel. But the Spirit of the Lord entered Gideon, and he blew a trumpet to all the Abiezrites to follow him. He sent messengers to all of Manasseh, calling them to follow him. He also sent messengers to the people of Asher, Zebulun, and Naphtali. So they also went up to meet Gideon and his men. Then Gideon said to God, "You said you would help me save Israel. I will put some wool on the threshing floor. If there is dew only on the wool, but all of the ground is dry, then I will know that you will use me to save Israel as you said." And that is just what happened. When Gideon got up early the next morning and squeezed the wool, he got a full bowl of water from it. Then Gideon said to God, "Don't be angry with me if I ask just one more thing. Please let me make one more test. Let only the wool be dry while the ground around it gets wet with dew." That night God did that very thing, just as the wool was dry, but the ground around it was wet with dew.
Chapter 15.
All the tax collectors and sinners came to listen to Jesus, but the Pharisees and scribes complained, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Jesus spoke to them using this illustration. Suppose a man has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 sheep grazing in the pasture and look for the lost sheep until he finds it? When he finds it, he's happy. He puts that sheep on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says to them, "Let's celebrate. I've found my lost sheep." I can guarantee that there will be more happiness in heaven over one person who turns to God and changes the way he thinks and acts than over 99 people who already have turned to God and have his approval. Suppose a woman has 10 coins and loses one. Doesn't she light a lamp, sweep the house, and look for the coin carefully until she finds it? When she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, "Let's celebrate. I found the coin that I lost." So I can guarantee that God's angels are happy about one person who turns to God and changes the way he thinks and acts. Then Jesus said, "A man had two sons. The younger son said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the property.' So the father divided his property between his two sons. After a few days, the younger son gathered his possessions and left for a country far away from home. There he wasted everything he had on a wild lifestyle. He had nothing left when a severe famine spread throughout that country. He had nothing to live on. So he got a job from someone in that country and was sent to feed pigs in the fields. No one in the country would give him any food, and he was so hungry that he would have eaten what the pigs were eating. Finally, he came to his senses. He said, 'How many of my father's hired men have more food than they can eat while I'm starving to death here? I'll go at once to my father and I'll say to him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and you. I don't deserve to be called your son anymore. Make me one of your hired men.' So he went at once to his father. While he was still at a distance, his father saw him and felt sorry for him. He ran to his son, put his arms around him, and kissed him. Then his son said to him, "Father, I've sinned against heaven and you. I don't deserve to be called your son anymore." The father said to his servants, "Hurry, bring out the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf, kill it, and let's celebrate with a feast. My son was dead and has come back to life. He was lost but has been found." Then they began to celebrate. His older son was in the field. As he was coming back to the house, he heard music and dancing. He called to one of the servants and asked what was happening. The servant told him, "Your brother has come home, so your father has killed the fattened calf to celebrate your brother's safe return." Then the older son became angry and wouldn't go into the house. His father came out and begged him to come in. But he answered his father, "All these years I've worked like a slave for you. I've never disobeyed one of your commands. Yet you've never given me so much as a little goat for a celebration with my friends. But this son of yours spent your money on prostitutes, and when he came home, you killed the fattened calf for him." His father said to him, "My child, you are always with me. Everything I have is yours. But we have something to celebrate, something to be happy about. This brother of yours was dead, but has come back to life. He was lost, but has been found."